Hello, and welcome to Chapter 15, Sources of Debt Financing. If you like Chapter 14, you're going to dearly love Chapter 15. In Chapter 14, we talked about equity financing. Financing or obtaining money by giving up shares of ownership or sharing ownership. In Chapter 15, we talk about obtaining funds or capital or money by simply going into debt. So we talk about a bit of debt financing. There's a great deal to talk about. It is primarily a term chapter, and we'll have to work very hard to avoid these terms being confusing. But anyway, in terms of the outline, the things that I want you to know are first in Section 2. I do want you to be able to identify the types of short-term loans and the types of long-term loans. Now, both of these are underlined, so I won't ask you to name those, though you could since they're all terms. But I will ask you to either be able to select those three types of short-term loans from a longer list, or to handle a matching question, which of the following is not one of the types of short-term loans. And we'll do exactly the same thing with long-term loans. Now, one obvious thing I could do here is list all seven together and ask you first to select the three short-term loans, and then again as another question from those same seven, select the four long-term loans. So be aware of where these all seven, which category they're in, but you will not have to name them off the top of your head. In Section 3, you will be asked to name the two types of asset-based financing. Again, they're both terms. The two main assets I have that I can borrow money against are my accounts receivable, the money people owe me, and my inventory, the goods and products that I have on hand. So those are the two types of asset-based financing. We call them accounts receivable discounting and inventory financing. And then finally down, looking at the Small Business Administration, the SBA makes three basic types of loans. One is direct, they loan money themselves, and the other extreme is guaranteed loans. It does not have any of the SBA's money in it, but they assure the lender that it will be repaid. They've pretty much qualified the borrower. In between those are what they call immediate, not intermediate, though I've never understood why, but immediate participation. That consists of some SBA money and some outside money. So the three basic types of SBA loans are direct, immediate participation, and guaranteed. And then in Section 7, I'll ask you to name the three methods for internal financing. We call it bootstrap financing. But they are factoring. That means selling my account receivables. I can lease things instead of buy them. I can use credit cards to sort of borrow money along and along, or frugality, which simply means save money. That's certainly a level C type question, but I think it's good for you to be able to identify those or pick those four from a longer list or to identify which one is not one of those four and therefore not a method of internal financing. So I'll ask you to do one of those. Probably not name them from scratch. Okay, let's spend our time here looking at these terms because I'm telling you, they are tough. Now, what you have to do is you have to, when we get down to where they're real tough, you have to break these terms into groups. And what I'm going to do, because there's so many, is I will break them into two lists. On the first page, you will see the first 15. That will be from debt financing to bonds. And then from SBIC to factoring will be on a separate page, another page of matching. All right, going down the list, though, debt financing, as we said, is borrowing money that must be paid back with interest. That is debt financing. I think that should be fairly obvious. Commercial loans. I want you to think of commercial loans as their loans that are unsecured and they're repaid as a lump sum. You borrow money, you have to pay it back a year from now. There's no security on it. There's no collateral on it, but it's just a commercial loan. A line of credit is when you have, think of it as preset credit allowance. You go to the bank as a business, you say, I'm going to need to borrow money each month, and I'll pay you back each month as I sell my cars. But I need to set up a line of credit where I can go to this auction and buy a number of cars each week. And the bank will set up a predetermined level of credit. We call that line of credit. Floor planning. Floor planning is we use for specific product items. I may go out and take a loan to restock my trucks on my car lot. That would be floor planning, specific product items. Then we get into unsecured term loans. Unsecured term loans, I want you to think of as simply long-term commercial loans. Unsecured term loans, think of them as long-term commercial loans. That may be a little weak, but that's the way we'll do it on this test. For installment loans, think of installment loans as having periodic payments. Your phrase for installment loans is periodic payments. You pay on installments. Discounted installment contracts. Think of discounted installment contracts as where you have installment contracts pledged as collateral, using installment contracts as collateral. By the way, that's what discounted means, but using installment contracts as collateral. Character loans. Character loans, let's think of those as based on your credit worthiness, how worthy of credit you are, just that. Another way of saying character. You're considered to be reliable. You're considered to be worthy of credit. Asset-based loans. Now, assets are loans based on some of your assets. Now, we have two particular types in the next two terms. Accounts receivable discounting is based on your accounts receivables as a collateral. Inventory is based on using inventory as collateral. But if I use either of those, accounts receivable or inventory, the term for that is asset-based loans. Trade credit, moving on down the list. Trade credit, let's just describe that as paying on time. If we thought about it long enough, we can confuse that with installment loans. But just think that phrase, paying on time, we'll say is trade credit. I don't have to pay it for 45 days, maybe. Now, margin loans and policy loans go together somewhat. They're like account receivable and inventory financing. There's something used as collateral. Margin loans use the value of my stocks and bonds. Policy loans use the value of my insurance. So margin loans are based on the, are secured by the value of stocks and bonds. Policy loans are secured by the value of insurance. And finally, bonds. The definition we want to use for bonds is corporate IOUs, corporate promises to pay. Now, I think that will be a tough list of terms. Study those hard, but I don't think they'll be as bad as the next list, the second half of this list, the items from, that have all the abbreviations in them. And here you will have to be very careful to think about grouping these into categories. The first two, for instance, both of these are institutions. Both of these are financial institutions. The difference is SBICs are regulated by the SBA to provide long-term capital to small businesses. They're regulated by the SBA. SBLCs, they make only intermediate and long-term SBA guaranteed loans. So financial institutions that specialize in intermediate and SBA guaranteed loans, we think of as SBLCs. Now, my problem with these two is, and I don't want to confuse you by saying it, but these might run together after a while. So for the purpose of your test, remember regulated by the SBA is SBICs. And if we talk about which kind of loans they make, we're talking about SBLCs. Together, those two are the financial institutions in this term list. Then we move down, we get to EDA. EDA is part of the Commerce Department. So think of the branch of the Commerce Department that helps small businesses. But it's part of the Commerce Department, the EDA. Then SBIR and SDTR, both are R&D funding programs. Both these are designed to help fund research and development programs. The first one, SBIR, helps small helps encourage small businesses to do innovations. So it's to encourage innovations by small companies. And the second one, SDTR, is to encourage small businesses or small companies to use public innovations. So if I want to encourage small companies to make innovations, that's SBIR. If I want to encourage them to use public innovations, such as maybe came from a university or the government, that would be SDTR. But both of them have to do with research and development funding. Okay. EWCP. Now, the remaining ones on this list, for the most part, are SBA special loan programs, at least these next three. So let's think of EWCP as the one to encourage globalization of small business. So EWCP is a small business loan program, SBA loan program, that's all about globalization. SBA Section 504 is a small business loan program simply to encourage small businesses to expand and create jobs. So small business loan program to create jobs. SBA 8A is a SBA special loan program for minority-owned businesses. So looking at these three in order, EWCP, SBA Section 504, and SBA 8A program, we want to think globalization, create jobs, and minority-owned businesses. Those are the three special SBA loan programs. And finally, factoring, as I think we mentioned earlier, is dealing with accounts receivable, selling accounts receivable to raise funds. Okay, not an easy chapter, particularly the terms. Work hard on it, and I'm sure you'll be fine. Thank you very much.